The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
By the power of Jesus, go!
Hey! Fuck you, dude! I'm a hero! You got that? Okay, I'm trying to save all y'all. All your stupid asses.
So, no pressure.
I know this is all probably very strange and new to you, but it's important to understand that I am here to help you.
You think I like this step? I'm wired for science and proof, and this shit has neither!
That's all it was. It wasn't real. It was just a dream. Just a bad dream.
Your folks bought the whole study group thing. We need to get Steph back up to speed. No distractions. Thank God my mom asked him to stay the night there.
Well, it worked. No idea what's going on with them at the moment. They've all lost it. Tom, too. At the fucking church again. All three of them.
Fucking Tom. I know he was a little church boy back when he was a kid. Last few years, he's had as much interest as us. I know he was worried about you, but...
Yeah...
Oh, come on. You're not thinking about that weird-ass coma dream again, are you?
Well, you gotta admit that...
Look, it was just a hallucination. In your fucking mind! You admitted it was Nut Bar!
Yeah, but what about the other people? Kitty knew who I was. And Sahi...
They're just some freaks messing with your head. Hasn't it been better the last couple of weeks not having them follow you around like you're the goddamn Dalai Lama?
Oh yeah, it has. Definitely.
I was getting concerned for a while that you were just going to start spending every night at that shithole hotel.
Well, they had some interesting... Nah. You're totally right. It's all bullshit.
Yes, it was. So, you actually going to chill out tonight and have some fun?
Fuck it. It's my party.
That's the spirit. Fuck them all. But come on, everyone will be getting here soon. And speaking of that, you invited Joe Holt? Oh my God. He's such a fucking dork. Someone bring that slimy-ass Lance. Ugh, what a pair of little shit.
Well, I just felt bad for him.
Yeah, that's a good one, Steph.
No, seriously.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure you have your reasons. Just make sure I get to join in on the fun.
Right. Fine.
You know, I got some treats, too. Want to get started early?
Oh, fuck yeah. You bet.
Hallelujah!
The Line. Arc 1. Living on a Prayer. Episode 5, Obscurum, Part 1.
Hello? Kitty? Kitty, are you okay in there? Ugh. Kitty! Kitty! Oh, Jesus, woman.
Are you... Oh, yes. You're drunk. Again. For the love of God, you have got to stop doing this to yourself. Come on. Up. Oh, up you get. Let's get you some water. Of course, drowning shouldn't be much of an issue. I'm sure the experience wouldn't be fun. Oh, good Lord. Oof. Bloody hell, you're heavy. I really hope you're unconscious. Oh, bollocks. All right. Wake up, you drunkard. All right. That's right. That bloody time. Kitty, I can't understand you. What do you...
I said, if you ever drag me to the shower again while I'm sleeping, I swear I'll kill you. And for the record, I'm not heavy. You're just a wimp who clearly spends too much time in her books and... not enough time at the gym.
Right. Well, I'm very glad to see you're okay. Those bottles on the floor look slightly worse for wear.
You still don't get this, do you? And we've been doing this dance for almost, what, a month now? I'm fucking invincible, okay? Guns don't kill me. I'm pretty sure the damn booze won't.
I still think it's a bit irresponsible to push the theory.
Sahi... all I want is to die. Pushing that theory is the only bit of hope my day contains.
You know, I find it excruciatingly hard to believe that God has picked you and Partygirl as his commanders on Earth.
Speaking a little, Steph, isn't it time we got her back here and out of whatever latest street joke she's in?
Yes, well, she was particularly rude the last time she and I spoke. And I opted for another cooling-off period.
Oh, yeah? What'd she say?
You know, I do wish she wouldn't do that indoors when I'm about.
I'd say sorry, but I'm definitely not.
I will paraphrase. Her general sentiment was that I should skedaddle from her life, or she would place one of her stilettos in a very unusual and painful place.
That sounds about right. Pretty sure I've said the same thing to you on more than one occasion. So why the hell do you keep coming back? You're like a bad penny.
Because, as I've explained to you both several times, it's what I must do. I have been waiting for your coming for a very long time.
And that's it?
That's it. Well, for now, anyway.
Joe?
Oh, man. Did I do that to your door?
No. That was Miss British here. What are you doing, kid?
I thought we agreed to meet tonight before Steph's party.
What party?
Her glad to be alive and my parents are out all night, so let's get wasted party. She, didn't tell you?
Surprisingly enough, she hasn't bothered to mention it. No. She's probably worried I'd take over the bar. Besides, do you really think the two of us really want to hang out with a bunch of wasted high schoolers?
Point. Anyways. We're here.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Because without Steph, we're pretty much pointless. She is the one. She's the one we are supposed to be helping.
Well, I might have something that could convince her. Here.
What is that? Is that a microcassette?
Stole it from my parents' lab. Been carrying it around with me in case I go into one of my flashes.
Not bad, kid.
I had one earlier and I thought you guys should hear it.
First strike. A warning. It comes for those that have given much and have little left. Tasting. Rapid. Consuming. It comes. Desperate to sate its desire. No defense except the indefensible. No protection except the one that will not protect. No release. No reprieve. No way. No. 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 It begins. Tonight.
Well, Isn't that something?
I think we really need to hear it again.
I am so pleased to see you, Thomas. Your confidence has grown these past weeks.
Thank you, Father. I am feeling stronger in myself, more assured than I have for ages.
And the dreams? The visions?
Gone. Completely. Whatever they were, whatever demons had been sent to test me, I am free of them now.
Excellent news. You still say your prayers, though.
Every night before bed, and every morning before dawn. I know I must remain penitent.
As must we all, my son. My goodness, the time. I'll leave you now. I have a meeting with the bishop. You're going with your parents to the Thang's home?
Yes. We are having a prayer vigil from dusk till dawn.
Very good. Enjoy yourself.
Good night, Father Jacob.
Good night, my son.
Mom?
Yes? Who's there? I can't see.
Oh, it's me. It's Phil. Some of the guys said you were coming here, but I didn't believe it until now.
Dear Lord, it's you! From my dreams! Am I asleep?
Asleep? No, babe, I'm here. I'm right here. You look terrified. Come on, come over here.
No! Jesus! Get away, demon!
What the fuck, man?
Stay away, agent of Satan. I know what you want now. My soul. My purity. I will not give them to you.
Are you out of your shitting mind? You remember who I am, right?
Oh, yes. I know you well. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a great beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of Blasphemy.
Babe, you are freaking me out, okay? Is this where you've been all this time? The fuck has this place done to you?
I've seen you. You're from there.
Where?
Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Number of the... 666. The club? Listen, I'm sorry, but it was you who...
Do not speak of the acts of abomination you forced me into!
What? Are you... Wait, are you accusing me?
Go! I'm not afraid of you or your master anymore. Tell the Horned One I am free of his thrall.
You know what? Fuck you. No, seriously. Fuck you. I thought you just might be taking some time after Steph's accident, but you know what? Here you are, fucking ex-queer convert, consuming their dogmatic bullshit, and not only that, you're spewing it too, you spineless piece of shit.
I...
Don't. You're free of me, too.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Free. I beat the demon? God still loves me, doesn't he? God still loves me.
Sahi, you've been quiet for a while.
Some bread to
you're starting to freak me out here.
Is this really bad? I mean, it sounds really bad, but I wasn't sure if it meant it was actually really bad. You know?
Come on, wise one. We need some fucking guidance here.
Ugh, why are these things always steeped in riddle and shadow? Why not just name the thing and be done with it?
Hey.
First strike. This is what we've been waiting for. A demonic manifestation. You keep saying it. Almost certainly it means a slave of Satan.
Well, that's just lovely.
Do you have any idea which one? I mean, I'm guessing their types.
Yeah, well, yes, an infinite number. No, I don't. However, to start from the beginning, it comes for those who have given much. Given much. Charity, or devotion, or unrequited love.
And have little left. Life?
I'm sorry?
I'm just thinking, you know, your life is something you give. It's just a stupid thought.
No. That's what on. That's it. That's it. It comes for those who've given much and have little left. Little left. Little left. Life. Not the dead. The dying. It's coming for the elderly of Angel Falls.
You know, that actually makes sense.
Yes. It does. It does. It, of course it does. This is the first strike. They're only just breaking through. They're still very weak. Why go for the healthy and strong people? Why not go for a body that's already deteriorating, that's slow and infirmed?
Okay, well, that's just grim.
Yes, but it's how they think. I mean, it's not about ethics at all. It's about strength in numbers. Use the souls of the old to recruit those of the younger. They bring in the family, the grandchildren. I mean, it's like the Nazis. The Nazis tried it to feed their master.
The Nazis had a demon master?
So the legend says, but that's for another day. Right now, we need Stephanie.
You really believe Satan is coming to Earth?
Believe? No, Joseph, I know he is.
Come on, then. I can tell the hotel manager to get the door that Sahi broke fixed on our way out.
Shit. Steph is gonna kill me for bringing you two.
Never mind. Come on.
Huh?
Look on the bright side. Maybe she'll just impale you with her shoe.
Don't get cute, little bastard.
Come on. Let's find the party girl. Honestly, after all she's been through, you'd think she'd want some peace and quiet.
Steph Davies never wants peace and quiet.
So, I see.
Oh, fuck me. It's dull, duller, and dyke. Wait. What did you call me? You heard? If you're looking for your latest muff toy, she's out back. But don't you dare drag her off. This is her getting well party. Wonderful. Nothing like jealous time.
Sorry. We don't have time for teenage hormones. Stop encouraging them and let's go.
Hey, there she is. Steph! Hey, Steph!
Joe! Oh, God! I love you, Joe. Look, it's Joe. I've missed you so much. Your hair, your face, oh my God, Kitty!
What? No, kid, no. Down, back, sit.
God, you're gorgeous. And Siha? Siha? Siha! That is the best. Siha!
Sahi. You're wasted. Again.
No. I'm fine.
Oh, really? Well, I should hope so, because we really need your help. Come upstairs where it's quieter.
That's it. Steph, just finish the coffee. There you go. Now, are you feeling a little more with us?
Enough, I guess. What's going on? Didn't I tell you all to stay away?
Joe had another message. It would seem the forces of hell are striking.
Striking? They form a picket line?
Yeah, Satan's Union, Local 622. Come on, get serious, kid.
And what exactly am I supposed to get serious about, huh? I thought I made it clear to you people that I'm done.
You said you were done until I can offer you proof. Come with us. And if we have a true manifestation of a demon, I promise I will withhold the I told you so's until after.
Look, Sahi, you turn up in my life proclaiming to be some sort of guide. You take away all my free time, you want to disrupt my party, you tell me fuck about yourself and your life. For what, exactly? Where do you want me to go, huh?
That's a good question, actually. We haven't really established...
James, look, isn't it obvious? Steph, listen to me. Joe has had a message about attacks on the elderly. The only possible place I can think of this occurring is some sort of, you know, elderly retirement home.
Well, when you put it like that...
You guys know how many of them are in town?
No idea.
Steph!
Yeah, I do. There's just the one.
Really?
Yeah, I've been there once. My granddad is living there.
Oh.
Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck,
hey,
fuck!
Hey, 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 hey! No panicking. We will deal with this.
Are you fucking kidding? He was uprooted from Haiti after the earthquake and moved here to be closer to us. And now, this is the last thing he needs.
Well, you're certainly more convinced.
Okay, fine. We go. And if I find the demon, what the fuck am I supposed to do with it, huh?
Give it head?
Fuck you, bitch!
You are God's chosen warrior. He will have given you the tools.
Oh, he'd better fucking have, or I'll use his face as a fucking punching bag! Dee, look.
No, Seth, you look. I set up this kick-ass party for you, and I invite every hot guy in town. I buy booze and drugs, and I make sure your parents are going to be at my house after mass, so you have the whole fucking place to yourself. And what happens? I find you up here, with the unholy trinity, getting ready to go out and what, fucking stargaze? Fuck this shit.
There's just something I need to do.
Fuck yes, there is. Get your slutty dress back on, take two of these, and get fucking back downstairs.
I will, Dee. I promise. But right now, I need to go. I'll be back.
When?
What?
When will you be back?
I don't know. An hour, maybe two. I need to see my...
Oh, there isn't time for this. Look, Miss Lathang, I know you think you have Stephanie's best interests.
Oh, would you just get the fuck out of my face, you sanctimonious bitch?
Gladly. Let's go.
Fucking Christ, seriously? Fine. Fuck you all. Up the ass, sideways.
Here we are.
Well, it's past visiting hours, and we can't just go climbing in your window. Stephanie, which one is your grandfather's apartment?
I know it's on the ground floor. Only been here once, but I remember he was the only one with fuck ugly floral curtains, and I mean ugly.
All right, well, let's go around, see what we can find. Kitty, I can't be...
Fuck ugly, like that window, fuck ugly?
Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe we're actually breaking into an old folks' home. This is nuts.
Granddad? Granddad! Are you awake?
Who's there? I'm armed, I warn you, and this place is guarded.
Granddad, it's me!
Stephanie? What are you doing here at this time of night? You nearly gave this old man a heart attack.
Granddad! Sheesh! You're not that old.
Now you listen here. I walked on enough foreign soil across this planet to say what I like and how I like it. And no Generation Xboxer is going to tell me otherwise.
Sorry. We do have some pressing matters to discuss. Don't we, Stephanie?
Yes, sure, yeah. Can we come in, please?
Huh? We? Oh, I see you've got yourself a little posse. A little gathering to come and see your old granddad. Suppose I better had let you in then. Come on, but be quiet. Don't want the nurse in here again. She's a pain in my ass as it is. Some mighty fine-looking friends you got here, Stephanie. Any of you care for a talk of Mary Jane?
Oh, Christ, it's the whole Sodding family.
Gotta stay clear-headed tonight, apparently.
Ah, suits yourselves. You won't mind if I indulge, will you? Mr. Arthur gets bad in the cold nights, and man, if it isn't a lot colder here than back home.
Sure.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Davies?
No. I'm her mother's father, Mr. Jean-Pierre Calice. But you can call me Jacques, doll, everyone.
Well, we're friends with Steph, and we check out, strange stuff, yeah? We were wondering if you just seen any of that strange stuff.
In an old folks' home. What do you reckon, hon? There's Mrs. Weeble next door who talks to her cactus. Mr. Thomas over the hall who believes he's abducted every night by Martians. And of course, old Johnny, who's been here since the 1970s and is, by his own account, the immortal sidekick of Jesus.
Mr. Calice.
Please, Jacques.
Well, sir, we're sort of looking for something a bit stranger than that.
Like people being attacked in their sleep?
Or sudden changes in personality. It's as if, like, one day they seem like a completely different person.
Well, I wouldn't reckon there's been anything like that. Not without stroke or illness. I'm just getting to know all the folks here.
Are you sure, Grandad? It could be really important.
Here now. What exactly is going on? You're not messed up with anything dark, are you?
Dark? Us? We are as undark as they come.
From you, kid, I almost believe it. But this one looks like she's found out the meaning of life, and it's all one fucking joke. And you, Steph, are you high?
Jeez, Grandad.
Oh, come on now. I was young once, too. I ain't judging. Just make sure, whatever it is, you know what you're doing.
Look, your granddaughter is trying to help people. Some that might live here with you. Please, if you see or hear anything, just please let us know.
I will do. You're free to have a look around, but like I say, these halls are patrolled.
No, it's fine. Seems this was all one big fuck. Well, you had better get your head tuned, Joe. It's nice to see you, Grandad. But it's late, and I'm missing one hell of a party. I'll come by next week, okay?
Sure, hon. Feel free to stop by any time, all of you. Especially you, pretty.
It's Kitty, and yeah, sure.
Give my love to the rest of them, Stephanie. Was good to see you all, but wouldn't mind more frequent visits, you know.
Sure, Grandad. They have a lot on... I'll... Sure, Grandad. I'll see you later.
Bye now.
What a fucking waste of time. I can't believe I let you suck me into all this shit!
Stephanie! Good lord, have you not been listening? We must follow up on these visions. We have to make sure. This is how it has to be. This is how it must be.
Has to be? Really? You're going to start telling me how my life has to be? Well, fuck you, Sahi. Seriously, fuck you. I was having a night off, shutting my brain down from all this crap, not to mention school and exams, and suddenly I'm breaking into my granddad's place at midnight looking for some demon that the Joe might have just hallucinated from too much Dead Rising.
I'm the Magnum.
You can fuck off too, Joe. You've totally gotten into this Chosen One thing, haven't you? Indulging your geek-tastic imagination to the fullest.
Now, hang on. That really unfair, Steph.
Look, I just want to be left alone. I don't care if God has picked me. I don't care if Satan is coming to Earth. I just want to be me, Steph Davies. 17, single, half-loaded, and free.
Well, hold up. You said you were going to help.
Commit fucking suicide. Are you serious? You need to get a set and try for real next time.
Try for real? You little bitch.
You can't die. And Joe Dorkboy here can see the future. Well, if he really could see the future, he would have seen all this shit coming, now wouldn't he? And you, Sahi, you what, British? That's your alleged power?
Are you done?
Yeah, I really am.
Next time, Across the Line.
The Chosen One?
Well then, I'd say we have our way of getting our warrior back on track.
Why did you have to get a hard-on over Stephanie Davies?
I don't have a crush on her. I just need to talk to her.
No! Never! Mommy has them!
Yes, I know, but just seems unnecessarily cruel.
What the fuck is going on again?
I had a front row seat of people being killed! Demons devouring their humanity every fucking night!
I'm sorry to disturb you. I know it's late.
That's okay, honey. What can I do for you?
Episode 6. Coming September 20th, 2010. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Oh, come on. You do not need to tell me that.
Featuring the voice talents of Tanya Milievich as Stephanie Davies, Kristen Bays as Dee LaFang, Catherine Pride as Kitty Shadow, Christopher Stoddard as Thomas Davies, Xander Mobus as Joe Holt, M. Sierra Garcia as Sahi, Tom Stitzer as Phil Concannon, Michael King as Father Jacob, and Richard Casto as Jean-Pierre Calice. Written and directed by Chris Britton, with edits and additions by M. Sierra Garcia. Extra editing by Bex. Opening theme, The Hunt, composed by Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com. Additional music from Jamendo.com as follows.
Nasty by Ironfield from Nasty. Under the Stars by Josh Woodward from Breadcrumbs. FRNR by The League from the soundtrack of Your Summer. The Spectrum by Alone in the Chaos from Welcome into the Sun. Leading Me On by Killing Jazz from 12 is Enough.
Additional music from Jimmy G of JimmyG.us as follows.
African Afternoon.
Additional music from Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com as follows.
Calm Track 4, Sonia's Theme.
Additional music from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com as follows.
Porch Blues.
Produced by Pendant Productions. The Line, created by Chris Britton, copyright 2010, Pendant Productions. Together, darling, with me, please don't pity me.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.